Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. And please know that we really enjoy your presence here. You can also find us at catholicaudiomedia.com. So if you want to hear the show and you miss it, or if you find, well, I'm busy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'd like to listen to it at another time, you can hear the program through catholicaudiomedia.com, where you can also connect with our other people who are on the program, such as Sister Helena Burns and Father Adriano Zandona, and obviously me. And you can write to us as well, and you'll find all the information there. CatholicAudioMedia.com. If you'd like to actually write to us through our U.S. postal address, it's 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. Well, it's a Monday afternoon, and of course, you know, on Mondays, I play my homily that I recorded over the weekend. And the homily is based this week on the gospel reading of the weeds and the wheat in Matthew. If you know the story, what it is the landowner sows his wheat, and during the night, the enemy comes and sows weeds among the wheat. But it's a special kind of weed, we learn from scripture scholars, that it looks a lot like wheat. So when they discover this form of sabotage, the servants ask the landowner if he wants them to take up all the weeds so that the wheat will obviously grow better, and then they'll be able to know the difference. And he says, no, if you do that, you're going to lose the wheat in the process. So we'll just let them grow together, and then at the time of the harvest, we will separate the weeds from the wheat, and the weeds will be cast into the fire, and the wheat will be put into the grain bin. So that's the basic story, as you know from the parable. I'm not going to read you the story right now, but you have the basic story. So I did a lot of research on this, as you know. I studied a lot on this, on the catechisms and what the saints said and what the documents said. And I quote those in the homily. But you'll see how that all comes together to give us this important lesson. What does it say for us? And what do we need to learn from this? And it is all about what it means to be a person of faith, but also what we're not called to assume right off. And I think that's important, because a lot of times people will make an assumption just because of who we are, and you go, you know what? You don't want to do that, because that's really what we are not about. So here we are from this weekend. The church is filled with all kinds of people, those whom we agree with and those whom we don't. It's filled with people we would invite to Mother's house and those who we would not invite to our own house. Question 7 of the Catechism of the Council of Trent teaches the church includes not the good only. Jesus never said by their membership you will know them, but by their fruits you will know them. The fruits of our faith come from the heart. If we truly seek to love God and His people, the fruits of our faith will show it. It is through the fruits of our faith that we proclaim our love for Christ. We never want to assume, however, that just because someone goes to church, he or she is good or bad. All are in need of conversion. In other words, our mission is to become more like Christ, and we can only do that by seeking to draw closer to Christ and to draw Christ into our hearts more fully. The Catechism of the Vatican II Council says, quote, all members of the Church, including her ministers, must acknowledge that they are sinners. In everyone, the weeds of sin will still be mixed with the good of the gospel until the end of time. Hence, the church gathers sinners already caught up in Christ's salvation, but still on the way to holiness, unquote. This goes for our church and for every church.
The reason why this is important is because we recognize that our goodness springs up within us from the Holy Spirit working through us. It does not come from our own effort or our own ability. We are all in a learning phase and all seeking to grow in the faith. So, as the church teaches, we recognize all in need of salvation. We can only do that when we recognize our need for grace to lead us to goodness. We can turn from grace, reject the path of goodness, and still go through the motions and make it appear that we are good. The nastiest man I ever met went to church every day. He was just a nasty guy, and he was clearly a victim of his own projection because he saw everyone else as evil and he alone as good. It was closer to the other way around. Yet he went to church every day. Many people respond that what we need to do is kick people out of church and make sure only the good people go. Today's parable reminds us that if you do that, you will lose the good as well as the bad. I don't know if you've ever done that little technique when you say that there is someone in the room or the group or whatever that's undermining the operation of the group, for example. And the most innocent person in the group, someone who never crossed your mind as being less than angelic, begins to cry because that person thought you were talking about them. Meanwhile, the person who you are actually thinking about is just plain clueless about what you just said. There are two lessons to be drawn from this. One is the one who separates the wheat from the tare is God alone. We have to be patient with those who we do not agree with, allowing God to deal with them. The reason is that we are all seeking to grow in holiness, and if we make the decision of who should or should not be allowed on the path, we may do more harm than good to the community at large. Pope St. John Paul II said, quote, "The purpose of the gospel, in fact, is to transform humanity from within and to make it new, like the yeast which leavens the whole measure of dough. The gospel is meant to permeate all cultures and give them life from within, so that they may express the full truth about the human person and about human life," unquote. He also warns that if we try to create the perfect world and suppress self-interest in order to build the perfect society, we create a bureaucratic nightmare that turns politics into religion. We will believe the ends justify the means and do great evil to create utopia. That is why it is up to God to separate the good from the bad. This does not mean that we tolerate any kind of criminal behavior or anything, of course, but it does mean that there will be people in the community that we do not agree with. So just because they say they are Catholic doesn't mean that we assume that they are little angels, and that works in reverse as well. St. Bonaventure reminded his readers that Jesus even tolerated Judas. So it is with us. In all things, we need to be charitable, for in that love and charity, people will come to know Christ. If we stand up and say we want our world our way, our church our way, our life our way, with no focus on God, we build the foundation for evil, even though in our mind we are doing good. We must first focus on doing God's will in His patience and charity, and let Him sort everything out in the end. This is why it is essential that we are loyal first to Christ. We seek to know Christ and speak with Him daily in prayer. It is so that we can be people who bear good fruit. We become charitable. We can bring to Him our doubts and our fears and even invite Him into our temptations and distractions. All of that is essential to being the good people who bear fruit. Others can claim to be good and follow the rules, and they are not serving anyone. Least of all Christ. It is God's job to deal with them. It is ours to serve Christ and invite Him into every part of our own life.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from WROL. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, you heard my homily for this past weekend, and I talked about that parable, which is, of course, the weeds and the wheat, and obviously you heard all that. I learned when I first got into ministry that understanding that parable is the most important passage that you can know if you're getting into professional ministry. I learned that from square one as a priest, because you may have your idea of the way the church should be, but you will soon discover that the ideas that you're going to deal with are going to be far more diverse than you assumed. And that even includes if you're just coming out of the seminary. You've just been ordained. You're going to learn that it's a bigger picture. And so you have to understand that. And you are going to learn that there are people that are there for one reason, there are people there for another. And your role is to bring people to come to know Christ. Have a blessed day. See you tomorrow. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.